Hey everybody, Dr. K here. Today I want to talk about six-pack ab training the right way. And the right way is really a dynamic way, a way that constantly produces new movements, new positions, overhead positions, stabilization. You know, I know that everybody wonders about different products out there, and without criticizing one in particular for reasons of slander, I mean, whether you consider an ab roller, an ab coaster, or any of these ab-type machines that keep simulating the sit-up, you know, we talked a bit about the sit-up the other day, and there is a right way and a wrong way to do that, but let's discuss it a little bit further. How do your abs really work? Your abs really work to control you from falling forward while walking. They also help control you as you get up from a sitting position to a standing position to make sure that your extensors on the back side of your body don't carry you backwards back into the seat, and they help sort of control and counterbalance the muscles on the back side of your body with everyday movements and everything that you do. When you reach up into a cabinet for a glass, to grab a glass of water for example, what ends up happening when you reach that overhead position without any weight in your hand whatsoever, you actually need to stabilize through your abdominal section to reduce the tension and pressure through your spine. Now, in a very weak midsection, this isn't going to be possible. Will it cause damage to you? With the weight of a glass, most likely not. However, it can cause damage to you over time through slow and successive injury. We call this a repetitive use injury, and a lot of times people wonder, you know, did I get a herniated disc because I did something just completely wrong? And the answer is, you know, it could be that one weight that you bended, lifted, twisted, and that's how you herniated your disc. But in all likelihood, what's really happening here is a repetitive use injury where you're irritating the disc space. And the disc space is where two vertebrae of your spine meet. There's a small padded section, and that's actually in that section is where the disc lies. And because you're hyperextending over time, in other words, what you're doing is you're pushing on the disc. Every time the bone meets bone on the spine, you're actually adding some impact into a disc in your vertebrae. Now, that said, if you were to brace with your abdominals, if you were to stabilize through your abdominals, you'd be in a much better position. Now, I just use the words bracing and stabilization interchangeably, and it's important that we actually differentiate between the two. You see, bracing is when you like bear down, protect yourself, and you squeeze your gut before you go to lift a weight to make sure that you're not going to arch your back if you're doing a bicep curl, for example. Stabilization, on the other hand, is the subconscious behavior that results in you having the true core support and spinal stability that you need. Now, bracing is a great way to build stability over time. In other words, a voluntary contraction, holding on tight, is a great way to teach your body how to recruit the right muscles in the right positions to be used in exercise and daily movement. This gets into the argument of bracing with exercise versus stability with exercise. I'm sure that you hear people talk about stability balls. And one of the things is, to learn how to use a stability ball properly, you're probably going to have to brace a lot. In other words, you're going to have to squeeze your abs, squeeze your glutes, and use that for the exercise. Now, as it turns out, those muscles are not the exact same muscles that are used in true stability, meaning this subconscious behavior where your body knows how to protect itself. However, it's a great training tool and technique. The true stability muscles are deeper core muscles, considered local muscles. Pilates does an excellent job of research in this department. To give you an idea what some of these muscles are, you're talking about your external and internal oblique, excellent muscles to consider working on. You're talking about the multifidus muscle, which is in your lower back. It's sort of a triangularly shaped muscle that's right by your SI joint, or that point on your low back that sometimes can become sensitive. I'm talking about your quadratus lumborum, which is a big, broad muscle attaching from your ribs all the way down to your pelvis and helps you side bend, or if you take a really big gasp of air as you take a breath, it's holding your ribs down. It also works from both sides to help you bend forward at the trunk. Another muscle that we're referring to here would be your transversus abdominis. You see, your transversus abdominis is like a human waist belt. But without getting too confused about all these muscles and am I recruiting the right ones and is this truly stabilization or is it bracing, let's just focus on keeping you safe and using your abdominals in the way that you're currently using them in daily life. So that gets into the talk of six-pack ab training the right way. Well, how can you truly recruit your muscles to be trained in the best way possible, reduce body fat, and end up with the cosmetic look that you've been seeking? You need to train the way that we use our bodies. If you do this, you're going to win every time. Dynamic environments involve three-dimensional motion, not just moving forwards and backwards, but or side to side, but rotationally as well. You see, as soon as we start rotating, we start using one side of our body with the muscles I just mentioned to help twist or turn us, while the other side of our body sort of restricts that motion from going too far too fast. Functionally, this is the way we use our abs. You have to choose different joint positions and angles so that you're doing exercises sitting down and standing up and halfway squatted and a quarter of the way squatted and with your arms overhead and hands out in front of you, arms behind you or to the side. By choosing all of these different dynamic environments, you can really shock your system and get results that you never thought were possible. You know, we referred to the sit-up as saying that may not be the most functional. That's because in daily life, you don't see me just bending forward at the trunk and then extending up, bending forward and then extending up. That's just not the way we typically move. Sure, it might help me get out of bed. It might help me go from a laying position to a sitting position while in bed, but outside of that, when else do you simulate a sit-up in real life? It's not too common, perhaps getting out of a recliner, but there are very little positions that simulate this movement. So why do we train like that? Well, cosmetics is one reason, and it does do a good job if you're doing sit-ups properly on a ball with a pre-stretch of being able to recruit the muscle in its entirety and sort of help shave away from an endurance standpoint some of the, I hate to even say this because spot reduction is not true. You want to decrease overall body fat, but it does help kind of tone up those muscles because it adds a little bit of tension in that area. Plus, because you're getting a pre-stretch, you're getting more emphasis out of it. And I do recommend it as part of your routine, but let's not base a six-pack ab routine off of sit-ups. I think that that's a profound mistake, and really you can do much better by using your abs for stability. You know, the top program out there right now in terms of ab training, the number one selling program is the Truth About Abs. Now, I actually do promote this product. I think it's great. Mike Geary has done an excellent job with it. And I actually have a link if you'd like to go to it. It's called www.thetruthaboutabdominals.com. I'll list it underneath this audio so that you have an opportunity to go to it and learn from him, because it is the top-selling ebook in the whole world. And I'll tell you how he's done it. What he's done is he has taught people to get away from sit-ups. He's taught people to use these dynamic positions. Now, you might be asking yourself, what's the difference between buying, you know, Truth About Abdominals and buying Ab Strength Guide, for example? And the difference is basically the length of the workout, the multimedia form that you're going to get it, and essentially who you want to listen to and who you basically have a better relationship with, or in other words, who you vibe with. Here's what's going on. In Ab Strength Guide, these are 10-minute workouts, 5 days a week. In truthaboutabdominals.com, what you're going to see, the truthaboutabdominals.com, what you're going to see is sort of a different take, where you get to learn about this through an ebook, see pictures of exercises, and have a phenomenal training program. In Ab Strength Guide, this is all going to be downloadable to iPod for you. It's all exercise video based. There's less explanation, although at the beginning of every video, it does teach you a bit about how your abs are used and what's the importance of this particular workout and all of that. But it's really just the nitty-gritty right down to exercise. And they're both really important. Bottom line is, it depends on your learning style and it depends on you. But I do highly recommend both. And the most important thing is that you have a resource that you can trust. Again, I'm Dr. K, and I'm so glad to be here with you today with six-pack ab training the right way, and that's the dynamic way. Let's stay away from the gimmicks, let's stay away from the fads, and let's start listening to people who do this for a living and who are out there looking out for your best interest. Again, I'm Dr. K, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Please don't forget to leave your comments below. I sure do appreciate them.